Oscar's best foreign language film of 2011 should probably have been best picture of 2011, period. It's less about the inadequacies of Iran's sexist domestic laws than it is about decent, well-meaning people trying to get along with just a little too little money and too many problems, large and small, that result largely from that financial problem. Wife 1 doesn't want her daughter to live under such a sexist system, but Husband 1 won't desert his Alzheimer's father. Wife 2 can't manage on what she can make as a keeper for the ailing father, and Husband 2 can't find a job and can't adjust to what may or may not be his wife's miscarriage. Nobody really knows what happened to the fetus except maybe Wife 2. The fatal actions were ambiguous, even if everybody is telling the truth. We see the actions and we can't tell either. Though another camera angle might have helped, it probably wouldn't have cleared things up. People are trying to act reasonably, and the authorities are trying to get the facts and find a solution, but every time one person seems ready to be satisfied, somebody else gives way under the intolerable strain or finds out another complicating fact. There are degrees of blame, but nobody's really guilty, and there's no escaping the legal and cultural situation of women in an impossibly paternal society. A Separation is less a social protest movie than a stab at a really honest look at the complications of urban society. There's a lack of concern about romantic love that suggests a society basically different from our own, but it's hard to see how romantic love would be more than just one more complicating detail. This is the real world, like it or not. Jim Erickson, over and out.